Shalom, mama, 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 m Be alert now in this atmosphere. See, look to see what he's doing. You guys have had the training. Listen. Yes, you pray with your mind as you pray with your spirit. I'm praying, God, show us. Take take us further, take us deeper with my mind. Oh, Shama Soko, Shikati Kiti. Shahu, Yataka, that has to go to Shama, that has to go to
Shalabah, 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 shal
Just like an overview of Jesus in the days of his flesh, okay? It says Jesus offered up definite special petitions for that which he not only wanted but needed, and supplications with strong crying, and like the NIV will say, loud crying and tears to him who was always able to save him out from death. And he was heard because of his reverence towards God. So it's talking about the days of his flesh. Loud crying and tears. But Jesus, you only did what the Father was doing, what you saw. You only said what you said. Why did you pray with loud crying and tears? Because he was praying in the Spirit. Now, how do I know that? Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, before he was incarnated, if we look at Isaiah, we see how he prayed. And he was praying like we pray now. So let me just find Isaiah. Isaiah 42. It says, verse 14, thus says the Lord, I have for a long time held my peace. I have been still and restrained myself. Now I will cry out like a woman in travail. I will gasp and pant together. So that's before he came in the flesh. That's how he prayed. Then in the flesh he prayed with loud crying and tears. Now that he's resurrected and glorified in heaven, what does he do? He ever lives to intercede. Romans 8:34 and Hebrews 7:25. And the Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's how he prays. Does he pray loud as well? Verse 13 of Isaiah 42, the Lord will go forth like a mighty man. He will rouse up his zealous indignation. He will stir himself up. It's like Paul saying to Timothy, stir up, you know, that gifting, that anointing that's in you. It says, he will rouse up his zealous indignation and vengeance like a warrior. He will cry. Yes, he will shout aloud. He will do mightily against his enemies. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord Jesus. But Lord, we yield our bodies a living sacrifice for you to pray. In and through us. Your perfect will, Holy Spirit. Your perfect will. Shalomos. Shalabahu. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the Messiah is always the same. Yesterday, today, yes, and forever to the ages. Shala ba kukuku ra ba 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 ra ba 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 Ooh.
Ba 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 Read you a scripture that just shows you what's going on right now. It's Ephesians 3 verse 20. Just listen to this. Why do we pray in the Spirit? for this reason. It says here, now to him who by and in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, what's happening now, the power of God at work within us, he is able to carry out his purposes and do super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. We're touching stuff here that goes beyond what we humanly are capable of. The power of God working in us causes that. It says, by consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, he is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Jesus, Son of God, do your work in this place. Holy Spirit, we join to you, Lord. Join to you, strong new mighty power. In Acts 12, Peter was arrested and put in jail, and the one, I think it was James, was it? Let me just check. He had his head chopped off. And it says, I'll read it to you. It said, Herod stretched forth his hands to oppress and torment some who belonged to the church. He killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And when he saw it was pleasing to the Jews, he proceeded further and arrested Peter also. And it says, in verse 5, Peter was kept in prison, but fervent prayer for him was made to God by the church. Now, if you read down the road, there's a whole lot of things that happened because of this fervent prayer. And but when he came to where the house where the church was praying, says he, when he knocked at the door in verse 13, a maid named Rhoda came to answer, and recognizing Peter's voice, in a joy she failed to open the gate, but ran in and told the people that Peter was standing before the porch gate. They said to her, "You are crazy." But she persistently and strongly and confidently affirmed that it was the truth. They said it was his angel. These are the believers praying for Peter. So what's happening? The power of God is at work in them. I believe they're praying in the Spirit because they did not have faith for that. And God did exceedingly abundantly above what they could ask, think, or even imagine because of his power. It was a consequence of that power working in them. And this is a message to us. And it was Peter, as we see. God did abundantly above, super abundantly above, what they dared ask. I think they were probably saying in their minds goodbye to Peter because James was already gone. So we thank you, Father, that you do super abundantly above what we ask, think, dream, or even dare imagine. Because your power is at work in us. We join to you. You and us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're in you. Strong in you and in your mighty power. We speak, Lord, your command in this place. So we've spoken to those gates. Gates, you will stay open in Jesus' name. We speak to the low paths and say, you will be straight. We speak to the high paths and say, you will be straight. In Jesus' name. We release the kingdom of God in this fellowship and in this city. In Jesus' name. And we declare the drought is over.